720 WGN. Dane Neal in on the download until 11. And we have been, I don't want to say all over the board, but we've been in so many different areas. A lot of food, right? Talking a lot of food, some wine, and some sports. And I'm sure that they do sell probably food and wine at the racetrack as well. But excited to have Scott Paddock on from Chicagoland Speedway. And congratulations to Lance for winning it, the four pack of tickets. So you're thinking to yourself, you didn't win the tickets, those particular tickets, you know, but what are you going to do to entertain yourself? What are you going to do to get out there and do something that can be, I think, rewarding on one side of it, but also fun and maybe delicious? And that would be the Chef's Culinary Challenge. It's for the West Suburban Community Pantry. And in studio, we have Laura Coyle. She's the executive director. And then on the phone, we do have Paula Gleason as well. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Thanks for having us.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. Before, Paula, we get into the event, and I know we've got Chef Smith is going to be joining us a little bit later in the segment as well. Let's talk about the pantry, because the whole, the genesis, the inspiration for the event itself was to support the good work that you guys are doing there. So, Laura, talk a little bit about the pantry, what it is, where you guys are located, for one, kind of the scope of the areas that you support, and what's going on.
Yeah, thank you, Dane. The West Suburban Community Pantry is located in Woodridge, Illinois, which is in the western suburbs, and we serve all of DuPage County. Our mission is really to eradicate hunger in DuPage County, and we do that by providing food and other services to the residents in the county. So we serve about 3,000 people a month, and that includes men, women, children, the elderly. About one-third of the people we serve are children, actually, so that's a really high percentage of our population that we serve. And really our goal is to make sure that we all know that food is a really important part of your life. It's how you...
It's tough to get on without it.
Exactly.
For very long.
Exactly. And it's not only essential to surviving, but it's also a part of how everybody sources joy in their life. It's attached to your family. It's attached to your friends. It's attached to having a good time in your life and really just moving from mere survival to actually thriving and having fun. And that's really what this event is all about, is the intersection of survival and actually enjoying food as well.
Before we get into the event, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, and you mentioned kind of where you guys are located, 3,000 people. And here you would think of some of the support programs that may be in certain neighborhoods or certain aspects of the city where it's more obvious, right? That there's, hey, there's some trouble here. People need to step in and lend a hand. But where you guys are located is appears to be and is probably for the most part, you know, relatively affluent suburban areas. And when you mentioned kids as well, that's the kind of thing that people don't know. It isn't an obvious problem, but you guys see it firsthand. You know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are food insecure or need help, even if the community doesn't necessarily show that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In DuPage County, actually, a little over 10% of the population is food insecure. And again, the amount of people we serve is really representative of that population. Seniors and children really make up a good 50% in combination of those populations. And those are people who, you know, in large part are reliant on a lot of different sources and a lot of times on other folks to really help them get the food that they need to get by.
As you kind of took your kind of leadership as executive director, were you kind of surprised at just how many ways the pantry is helping people and areas and communities that you wouldn't necessarily think of, at least on the top of your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Interestingly, surrounding the pantry, you know, we're located in Woodridge, but we're surrounded by Hinsdale, Burridge, Downers Grove, Lyle, Naperville, a lot of those communities are seen as very affluent. But in many of those communities, we have available to those communities and are offering programs like weekend backpacks for kids who might be relying on the food that they're getting in school each week and need a backpack full of food to get them through and their families through the weekends so that they don't show up to school on Monday morning hungry and not able to learn because they haven't had anything to eat over the weekend. And so there's even in communities like the Napervilles and the Downers Groves of the world, there is still pockets of extreme poverty where Kids really need, and families really need, a little bit extra to help them get by. And even working families are not able to really meet all of their nutritional needs. If you have a family of four and you're working on minimum wage, that's not really enough to pay all your bills and supply the food that you need to really get by and do well.
And I'm sure you're seeing, you know, there may be some families or some, you know, groups that you help on an ongoing basis. And for some, it's just, you know, they may have fallen on hard times in a temporary way. And as they get kind of back on their feet, you know, you guys are there to be able to help them. Well, Paula Gleason, who is a friend and also a board member at the pantry. Hey, you've got to think of ways to inspire people to get on board. It's one thing to say, hey, there's a need. It's one thing to put out the bat signal and say we could use some support. It's another to be able to create events that inspire people to get involved, get informed, right? You learn through the process of it. You know, I've learned a lot about it just through the process of participating in what are fun and beautiful and exciting events. And so, Paula, talk a little bit about your inspiration for working on and creating what is now, I think, it's like 5 years into it, one of the most kind of anticipated events when it comes to culinary events in the suburbs, and certainly a successful one for the pantry.
Well, absolutely, Dane, and it wouldn't be as successful as it has been without your help all along, because you've been a terrific MC for us. And I think my original concept came from watching food programs such as MasterChef on TV and seeing that chefs certainly like to compete, and we all know people like to eat. And of all the fundraisers we've had through the pantry, we've never done anything around food. And so it seemed almost logical that because we talk about food all the time and we try to provide food, that maybe our fundraiser could surround food, although it's a different type that we tend to go towards the gourmet end for, because it is a fundraiser. We've been doing this for 5 years. We try to change a little theme every year to make it more interesting to people and creative for the chefs. We've increased chef numbers. I think we started out in 2012, our first one with 5 chefs. We're now up to 9-10 chefs. So you can see the anticipation has grown, the buzz has grown, people love this concept, and the themes are just amazing. They're so much fun to work with.
You know, it's successful, and it's, you know, supporting the efforts of the pantry, and that is great. But one thing that is exciting to see is the chefs really are excited about it too. They love doing great things, you know, and they love supporting good causes, but they enjoy participating in this event.
Absolutely, they do, and it's a competition. The participants vote, all the attendees vote at the end of the evening to select their most favorite dish. So it's very interesting to see the participation, the thrill, and those chefs are just beyond happy when they are the winner. And yet the other chefs all, you know, they congratulate them. We've had a variety of restaurants and hotels participate over the years. Many of them come back. We always try to incorporate new ones too, so that we have a variety. Our very first winner isn't participating anymore, but very local area restaurant that everyone knows. And it's just grown tremendously. It's a buzz of excitement out there.
Yeah, this year the theme is for the love of food, and it's comfort foods. Wow, that's great. Prepared and served by the top area chefs. And the chefs so far this year, we've got Chef David Kramer from the College of DuPage. They do a great job over there. Chef Terrell Cole from Dark Horse Catering, Chef Mark Schmidt, and we're going to have him on in our next segment coming up in just a bit, from Eddie Merlot's, and they've been great supporters. Chef Brad Elston from the Hyatt Regency Hotel, Chef Michael McDonald from La Meridienne, Chef Jeremy Dippo, he's always a contender over at the Marriott, Chef Massimo Gaffo from the Sheraton, and Chef Joseph Trock from the Woodstock Golf Club. Wow, okay. So getting in there. And mixologist Chris Newsted from Cask and Country going to serve up some great cocktails that are probably going to be themed along with the night and with the event itself. So we're going to take a quick break.
We have Chef Christian Gaborit from Hotel Arista.
Oh, he didn't make the list here, but thanks for adding him.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to have Laura Coyle from, she's the executive director of the West Suburban Community Pantry. We'll have her in. Paula Gleason will be on the phone as well. And we're going to be joined by Chef Mark Schmidt as well. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Dane on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane Neal right here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue in for the download until 11. And there are some great causes out there, and there's some great events. One of my absolute favorites is the Chef's Culinary Challenge, and it has been going on for 5 years supporting the West Suburban Community Pantry. In studio, we have the executive director at the pantry, Laura Coyle. On the line, we've got the chairperson for the event herself, Paula Gleason. And then we also have one of the participating chefs. He is on the line as well, the chef over there at Eddie Merlot's Steakhouse, Chef Mark Smith. Guys, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you for having us.
So, Chef, let's, you know, it is a food event, right? It's not a racing a sports event. It's not bingo, right? It's a food event. And so you chefs, even though you're doing it for a good cause, you have to come in here and you have to deliver, and there's a friendly competition. So describe, if you can, without giving up too many secrets, you know, what the thought process is for getting out there, having a great meal, but also maybe winning.
Well, I mean, one of the good things that we get to do as chefs is we get to put our voice out there through the food that you eat. So we're a competitive lot by nature. So you get to have us really put our best foot forward and really try to deliver some of like the best food that you hopefully have ever had.
In the past, and I've been the MC along with Hannah. We did Flavor HD for so long, and so we've done the MC thing for the event since the beginning, and there's been different themes, like, you know, your regional foods or your favorite countries that people would represent. This year is For the Love of Food, and it's comfort foods. That sounds great. Everybody loves comfort foods, but is it going to be a challenge to kind of elevate some of those to make it sort of fine dining while it's still kind of in that comfort zone?
Well, that's the challenge. That's the beauty of this kind of competition, is that we get to really, you know, try really hard to get raise the level of the food that we're preparing. Everyone's had, you know, broccoli and cheese casserole, but have you had it in some way that you could never have thought that it would ever have been taken to? To really just challenge your palate and challenge the way that you see food from day in and day out.
It's a nice mix of chefs and kind of venues that come in here and participate. You've got Chef David Kramer with the top students over there at COD. They've got a great culinary program. You've got catering, Dark Horse, and then you've got Eddie Merlot's and some hotel chefs as well being represented, even a golf club. But take a second, and for those people that aren't necessarily that familiar, explain, you know, what you guys do at Eddie Merlot's. Like, what is it like if you had to do it in a nutshell?
Well, Eddie Merlot's is we're a prime steakhouse, so one of the things that we pride ourselves on is putting out really fantastic food every single time you come in. We're here to wow you every time you walk in the door, and you know you have to pay for it, because we're trying to compete with Gibson's and Morton's, and so from everything from the, you know, the drinks you start out with, the dessert at the end of the day, we're just trying to put perfection out there on a plate.
Well, that's good. Those are high aspirations. It's high praise when someone says this is perfection on a plate, and you guys are trying to do that on a regular basis at Eddie Merlot's. And of course, on that night, which is going to be October 16th, the West Suburban Community Pantry and the Chef's Culinary Challenge. And so, Paula, let's talk a little bit about how people, you know, can get involved and support it and certainly attend. I know the tickets are $125 per person. That is, having been there and been a part of it, that is, it's a steal for what it is that you get, and knowing, of course, that all the proceeds go to help the pantry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so fun. Everything does benefit the pantry. Everything that the chefs do, that is gratis. They work gratis in exchange for, you know, publicity for themselves and for their restaurant or their hotel. All the food is provided by them, by their purveyors. So, and the mixologist, he does the complimentary wine pairings, and every other money that's collected through the auction and through the ticket price does go directly to the pantry for the food for the hungry.
And I'm glad that you mentioned it, too, is the as far as you've got the ticket price and all the things that is included as far as the fun on the culinary side. But also a lot of the fun is the auction prizes. You guys have some, I mean, and this needs to be said because this is such a big part of it. When you walk in there, that room is filled with so many different really awesome prizes, experiences, whether it's dinners or products or things like that or wine baskets. There's a lot that you can get on the auction side as well.
Absolutely. And we do try to do everything in theme. So every year, as you mentioned, one year it was regions across the United States. Another year it was countries in Europe. And we combine the whole theme with the chef, with the color theme, with the auction items have to be culinary related. We do storyboards about the chefs, and they're all color-coded. And people can come and get their food at action stations that are color-coded. So everything ties in with each chef and each restaurant.
It's amazing that you mentioned on the auction side that it would be kind of set to the theme of comfort. So I'm guessing there'll be, you know, Lazy Boy chairs, maybe some massagers in the auction.
Or maybe a few trips somewhere. That would be comfortable.
Nice. A spa day. Okay, so Laura, you had something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you mentioned the ticket price. It's $125 per person to attend. We're also happy to have sponsors of the event. We have sponsorship packages ranging from anywhere from $500 to $5,000. Those are for any local companies or individuals who might want to sponsor the event, and there's obviously recognition along with that. You can purchase tickets or look into sponsorship packages on our website. So just Google West Suburban Community Pantry or visit directly wcpinc.org. And all of the information about you can purchase tickets directly or get information about sponsorships there. And I just want to say for the cost of three tickets, which is essentially $360+, we can purchase a ton of food. And what a ton of food equals in terms of meals is
like about a literal ton.
A literal ton. So that's about 1,500 meals for the people that we serve. So that is quite a few meals for those families that we serve out in DuPage County for the cost of three tickets.
Head out there and get a great meal for yourself and provide so many meals for so many more. Well, I absolutely love the event, and I think that it's a great event for itself. So you're going to have fun, you're going to enjoy yourself, but it is for a great cause. It's helping so many people out there in the suburbs, and you guys are located in Woodridge. So give the website one more time before we go.
Yeah, it's wcpinc.org.
All right, and Chef Mark.
There's also the number 630-948-8132. Someone wants to call in their reservation.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Paula. And thanks, Chef Mark. Good luck providing perfection on a plate.
Bon appetit to you again.
All right, thanks, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with news. It's Dane in for Justin on the download here on 720 WGN.